हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. फॉर द वाइज पर्सन द जनरल रूल इज द वेक ऑफ नॉलेज ऑफ द सेल्फ बीइंग pure consciousness, the Brahman, then consciousness being free from attributes and free from actions and dharmas, then one recognizes, one becomes free from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. This freeing oneself from the wrong notion about the self, that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. See, I am is actually the manifestation of consciousness, the manifestation of knowledge, the pure knowledge. The pure knowledge is the swarupam of the manifest knowledge. If you analyze what is I is, I am is, I is manifestation of knowledge. And in the given vritti called the I vritti, aham vritti, there was a manifestation. What is the swarupam of this manifest knowledge? What is the truth of the manifestation? Pure knowledge is the truth of the swarupam, isn't it? Swarupam of this manifest knowledge. Therefore, the manifest knowledge, when we understand, the manifest knowledge is pure knowledge, if we say it is the right identity. Manifest knowledge is nothing but pure knowledge. Pure knowledge is not the manifest knowledge, but the manifest knowledge is pure knowledge. So there is idam vritti also, aham vritti, idam vritti. Therefore, the idam, whatever you say is, all is what now? Manifestation of knowledge. The vritti is different. Manifestation of, isn't it? Idam also is what? Knowledge. Aham also is knowledge. I also is knowledge. This also is knowledge. But I, this, then you can include what now? You, that, anything, anything indicatable by any pronoun is what? Actually, you know, first it is in the word, thought. First it must be in the thought, then alone it becomes a word, then alone there is existence outside. There is no existence outside. Therefore that idam, and here what we say, what is the self, what Shastram says, you know, anything indicated by any pronoun other than I is anatma. Anything non-self, anything indicated by any pronoun other than the pronoun I is anatma. That which is indicated by the pronoun I alone is the atma. Isn't it? Therefore, when you say, what is this I, if you analyze, I itself is vritti jnanam. Idam also is vritti jnanam. This, when you say vritti jnanam. Aham, when you say vritti jnanam. And this vritti jnanam, aham, is the basis for all other vritti jnanams, all our vrittis actually. Therefore, this aham, if you cognitively, if you separate the manifesting medium, the vritti and the manifestation, and you can understand what is this. Of course, manifesting medium, the vritti is inert, it belongs to the mind, isn't it? Vritti is a part of the mind which is material product. What about the manifest consciousness, manifest knowledge? The swarupam of manifest knowledge is pure knowledge. Pure knowledge is not the manifest knowledge, but the manifest knowledge is pure knowledge, isn't it? So my original face is not the reflected face, but the reflection of the face is nothing but the original face. Okay, this is called what now? This is called right identity, wherein they becomes this swarup, this manifest knowledge becomes disidentified with the manifesting medium, the mind. So in the wake of that knowledge of the self, the substance of the substantive I. Now you got it now? I is a, what is I now? Vritti jnanam. And what is the substance there? What is the non-substantial namarupa there? Vrittihi is a non, the thought is a non-substantial namarupa. Consciousness is the substance. Manifest consciousness is the substance. Is it clear now? If you separate it, vritti, like vrittihi is as good as the namarupa. Why it is as good as the namarupa? Because it is, has no independent existence. Why? Because when it doesn't shine, vritti doesn't shine, it is as good as non-existent, isn't it? For that I vaham vrittihi, for the vritti to shine, there must be manifestation of consciousness. The vritti cannot shine when the manifestation of consciousness is not there. Therefore, vritti is dependent on the manifestation of consciousness for it to shine. Therefore, vritti has no independent existence, where vritti is as good as non-existent, vritti is non-substantial namarupa, the manifest consciousness alone is the substance. And even the manifest consciousness is what actually? The pure consciousness. I got it? One, that consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness, silence. When the I becomes, you know, distinguished from the manifesting medium and resolved in pure consciousness as its swarupam. Is resolved, understand now what is the resolution now? Becomes resolved in pure consciousness as the self, as its swarupam, then there is no, the notion that I is the doer. It means I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. Isn't it? That wrong notions also resolve. When the notions resolve, where is the punyam? Where is the papam? Where is the possessor-possessed sambandha? Isn't it? Therefore, there's no agami, there's no sanchitam, not even the prarabdha. That's what we saw in the last class.
Svapnadeho yathadhyastah. Svapnadeho yathadhyastah. Tathaivayam hi dehakaha. Tathaivayam hi dehakaha. Adhyastasya kuto janma. Janma bhave hi tat kutaha. Svapna deho yatha dhyastaha. Tathaivayam hi dehakaha. Adhyastasya kuto janma. Janma bhavehi tatkutaha.
Okay, he says, swapna dehaha. Suppose when you have a dream experience, and when the dream is projected by your own dormant samskaras, the vrittis which you have in your subconscious mind, and those samskaras I told you already the samskaras which you have in your mind. How did you get them? Because you collected them, accumulated them during your waking state experiences. Vasanaha. No? And those vasanaha, those samskaraha, which you accumulated during your waking state experiences, which would have gone in without your knowledge, which remained there. No? And those, all of them, again become thrown up to become projected, they become projected as the dream universe. And in that dream universe, and you, when you, the, you have your own, again, dream body imagines complex also, isn't it? You have dream, in you become a dream individual in your own dream created by you. In your own creation, you assume a dream body imagines complex, you become a dream individual, and you have the dream deha, isn't it? What is the deha? Adhyastha. Swapna deha, adhyastha. It is superimposed upon you, isn't it? When you say, oh my God, in dream, I was there, and then I went to the shop, I bought this, I came back, and then I happened to see somebody else, I gave it to them. And then you talk about your own dream, the dream yavahara. When you wake up from sleep, you talk about the dream transactions, what all you did in your dream. When you talk about you, who do you mean as you? Do you say, I the self, I am the waker, I had a dream, and the dream I wore this dress called body, and when you don't say that. You don't say, I assumed a body in the dream. You are not objective towards the body you owned in your dream. When you have aham buddhi in the body only. When you say you saw your body going to shop and buying and coming and then enjoying, and you talk about it as what now? In my dream, I went to the shop, I bought something, I came back, I shared it with somebody else. When you say, whom do you mean? Who went to the shop? Did the waker go to the shop? The body only. That means even in dream also, your dehatma buddhi is so strong. Even after waking up from sleep, you talk about the dream. You know the dream is not real, but dehatma buddhi, but even then you know, my God, I am the waker. I was not the dream body mind complex. It's all my own projection. But you don't have that understanding. You still have the dehatma buddhi. The dream dehatma buddhi continues to be there even after waking up from sleep. Identity with the dream body mind sense complex continues to be there even after you wake up from sleep. That you become, when you express the whole dream, you say, I bought, I came back. Which means what now? That deha, if you analyze, is the real body? What now? When you say, the identity is what now? Adhyasa. Erroneous perception of the self is what? Adhyasa. So, the dream deha is what now? Adhyastaha. Mistaken for the adhyastham, what now? Erroneously taken for the self. Just as the dream, when you become a dream individual, the dream body is mistaken for the waker I. It's called Swapna Deha Adhyastaha. Adhyastha Swapna Deha Adhyastaha means what? Dream body being mistaken for I, the waker, is called what? Swapna Deha Adhyasa. Which means in dream, the waker becomes the dream body mind's complex. This is called Adhyasa. Understand now? Mistaking one for the other is called Adhyasa. Erroneous self-perception is called Adhyasa. Tatha, in the same way, when you analyze it, now you know very well, I myself am the waker. Definitely, what now? Not the dream, body, mind sense complex. Is it clear? Therefore, Swapna Deha Adhyastaha Yatha Adhyastaha. Just as this dream, body, mind sense complex is mistaken for the waker, Tatha eva. In a similarly, in the same way, you have to say it in the same way. I am they in the, I am tatha eva hi. I am deha kaha. Deha kaha deha means the same. Okay. Similarly, this waking state, body, mind, and complex also. This physical body, the body obtaining available in this waking state also is taken for the self, the consciousness. Okay? Just as the dream body, mind, sense complex is taken for the self, is mistaken for the self, waker the self, in the same way, this waking body is taken for the self, the pure consciousness. Taken for the I. Taken as the meaning of the word I. What is I? Consciousness. What is I? Because we had separated, isn't it? Manifest conscious, manifest knowledge. What is manifest knowledge? Pure knowledge. Therefore he says here, Tatha eva, in the same way, I am deha kaha, atmani adhyastaha, you have to supply. Atmani adhyastaha. Swapna deha yatha adhyastaha. Okay. Just as the dream body is taken to be the waker, identified, isn't it? Waker, which means the waker becomes identified with the dream body mind sense complex in dream, so also the Atma, the consciousness, becomes identified with the what, the manifest consciousness, which is original pure consciousness, is identified with the waking body. Okay, this physical body in the waking state. Adhyastasya kutaha janma. Okay, adhyasta atmanaha kutaha janma. And is the waker born? Waker is already there. Is the waker is already there? Was the waker ever born in a deep sleep state, in the dream state? In dream state, one who is there, is it? There's no birth of the dream. Waker is not born. Waker ajaha. But the dream body is what? Has birth. The dream individual is newly born. When? After you fall asleep, after you start projecting your dream, and dream individual, the dream universe has been created, and the dream individual also is born. Isn't it? Whereas the waker is not born. Similarly, here, adhyastasya kutaha janma. Where is the birth? Is the waker born at all? Tell me. Waker is free from birth. Because being born means coming into not being there before and coming into existence newly is called birth. Not being there before and being born newly, coming into existence newly is called birth. Is waker born? No, waker is not born. One who, the waker, who is mistaken for the dream body mind sense complex, is not born. It's already there. Therefore, adhyastasya kutaha janma. Where is the birth for? Similarly, this atma, which is mistaken for this body, also has no birth. This Atma, which is mistaken for this body mind-sense complex, which is identified with this body mind-sense complex, is what has no birth. Janma abhave, when the birth itself is not there, where is the question of rebirth? The first birth itself is not there, where is the question of punarjanma? Who has rebirth? Does consciousness have rebirth? There is no rebirth. Where is the first birth itself is not, where is the question of rebirth? When the birth itself is not there, where is the question of Sanchita Agami Paradha? The Paradha Karma is always talked here to be what now? Is the Paradha Karma Phalam is the Karma Phala, the fruits of actions which are to be exhausted in the present life of the actions, the fruits of the actions performed in the past life. Past life. Past life means what now? Which is the previous birth. When your first birth itself is denied for the Atma, the second birth is, rebirth is also definitely deniable. And you know, second birth means, where is the question of perform the past karma, births, karma coming and affecting in the present Janma? Tat kutaha. Paradham karma kutaha. Paradha karma is always said to be what? Now, the fruit of the past Janma's actions, previous birth's actions. The one who is free from birth, how can he can that Atma which is free from the birth have, you know, the karma phalam of the previous birth? It's meaningless. Tat kutaha. Kutaha, how? How come? That's the meaning of the word. Kutaha means from where? Where has this paradha karma come to Atma? How come that Atma have it? You know, how come that Atma has this paradha karma? Where is the paradha karma? Is the fruits of the past births, past births actions. And the Atma which is free from birth, which doesn't have one birth, the first birth, has no previous birth and then new birth. And how can Atma have this Prarabdha Karma? Tat here means what now? Prarabdham. Tat kutaha janma abhave. See, adhyastasya kutaha janma. Okay, the birth itself is not there, isn't it, for the Atma. And where is the question of karma? Where is the question of the doership and jarship? And where is the question of paradha? Is it clear?
What is the difference between adhyasa and adhyas?
Adhyasa is a participle, adhyasa is a noun. Erroneous perception is adhyasaha. Adhyastha erroneously perceived. Which means a superimposition. Isn't it? Error. Mistaking one for the other. It's called adhyasa. See, I tell you the verb, I tell you, it will be easy for you to know that. Asdhatuhu. Asdhatu, root. Asiti means throws. Astram, that which is thrown. Adhi asyati, throws. Throws up. Shakti is throwing up. Yeah, that's a kshepanam. But adhyasaha, when you say, falsely transferring, isn't it? Taking that phone for the other is called adhyasa. Seeing one as the other is adhyasa. Erroneous perception is adhyasa. Mixing up is called adhyasa. Take this for that and that for this is adhyasa. Okay, so it's very beautiful, isn't it? Janma abhavaha means what now? Absence of birth. And when the birth itself is not there, okay, for the, only if there's a birth, then you can talk about what now? Past life, present life, etc. You can talk about that which has a birth. Who has past life? Who has present life? One who has birth, one who has death. That which has death, birth, definitely has death. And that which has death has again new birth, rebirth. And that which has rebirth alone can have what? The past births, isn't it? The previous lives karma phalam. When you say Atma has not even one birth, there's no question of having rebirth, but there's no question of having past lives karma phalam in the name of prarabdha karma phalam. Where is prarabdha? Of course, Shastram itself makes it very clear, one the notional doership, enjoyership goes in the wake of knowledge, one becomes free from Sanchittam and Agami, but one has to leave Parabdha, that we say that. Living even when the Parabdha is lived by whom? Parabdha is not for the Atma. If that I can be cognitively released from the notion that I have Parabdha, you are free. You can be an onlooker of prarabdha. All the whole thing can be watched like television serial. Prarabdha can be enjoyed like an extra bonus, you know, entertainment.
Upadanam prapanchasya.
Even the why is called aparoksha anubhuti itself will come last only. It will become very clear why it's called that. That's why I made it very clear that day what is aparoksha jnanam and aparoksha anubhuti. Haven't I?
Yes.
So, because we had, see, why there is punarjanma? When Shastram talks about why there is new birth at all, every time the individual is born, okay, we are not talking about the I now. Every time there is a birth of an individual, the birth of an individual is said to be what now? Assumption of a body and being born. Birth of the physical body is said to be what now? The birth of an individual. The birth itself is for what? For the exhaustion of punya papa, the parabdha karma. That is why you are given exhaustion of punya papa, parabdha karma phala means exhaustion of one's punya papas, one who has accumulated in previous lives. And how can the punya papas be exhausted? Only by experiencing pains and pleasures. Only through the experience of pains and pleasures, the punya papas accumulated in the previous lives can be exhausted. So, experience of punya papas require what? Instruments of experience and abode of experience. Therefore, you are what now? There's the abode of experience. And instruments of experience, all are given here. Who ordains this? Isn't it? Niyatihi, the universal natural law and order, ordains this abode of enjoyment in keeping with the punya papa, very, very raw, than just a tree or an animal. Isn't it? That's also the better instruments you have, the better pleasures you have. And the better instruments you have, the pains are also very different, funny pains. Because no animal suffers with the superiority-inferiority complexes, isn't it? The touch pain is not possible for an animal, only physical pain. There is no such thing called emotional pain for an animal. Why? Because it doesn't have subtler, finer instruments of enjoyment. An animal's instruments of enjoyment are, compared to human beings, are grosser. And the human beings have what now? Much finer, refined instruments of enjoyment. Therefore, the pleasure you enjoy also is greater than them, theirs. What all pleasures extra we have? Because no animal can have the pleasure of going to the library and taking books and reading and understanding, appreciating art and appreciating things. My God, imagine. Human beings' instruments of enjoyment are much more highly sophisticated. So you are the pleasures you enjoy are what now really much greater than the pleasures enjoyed by enjoyable for by the animals. They can't have, a dog cannot enjoy more than a bone's pleasure, nothing more than that. Isn't it? Chewing the bone is the maximum pleasure it can have. It can reproduce, finished. Nothing else. Therefore, the finer the instruments of enjoyment, the greater the pleasure you experience, for which you must have greater punyam. And in keeping finer the instruments, the pain also is greater. Not only the pleasure, pain also is greater. So we have all sorts of complexes and emotional problems and depression. No dog gets depressed actually. The depression and dejection and the emotional problems are not there for the animals. Understand? That is why when you have much more punyam and you have much more refined instruments of enjoyment, and that's what Shastram says, you go to higher lokas and enjoy. Imagine. This is how you have to understand, compare, understand. More punyam you have, and more refined and much subtler the instruments of enjoyment are, and you can experience of better pleasures, higher and higher pleasures. So that is why, what I want to say here, the birth itself is there. Assumption, you're blessed with the body, individual is given the abode of enjoyment, the physical body, the instrument of enjoyments themselves cannot, are not enough for the enjoyment. Abode of enjoyment, instruments of enjoyment, bhoga ayatanam, bhoga sadhanam, both must be intact, then there is experience of pains and pleasures is possible. That is why this is given. Isn't it? When you talk about when there is no rebirth at all for the Atma, where is the Punya Papa? Who has rebirth? The body is designed for her, what now? Experience of pains and pleasures. The birth itself is for exhaustion of Parabdha means. Where there is no birth and there is no Punya Papa, there is no Parabdha. For the Atma. Is it clear now? Upadanam prapanchasya mridbhandasyeva kathyate mridbhandasyeva kathyate ajnanañcaiva vedantaihi tasmin nashte kva visvata upadanam prapanchasya mridbandasya iva kathyate. See, kathyate means is said to be. See, kathayati is the verb. Passive verb is what? Kathyate. Here, mrit bandasya. Mrit means a clay. Clay is called mrit. And mrit bandaha becomes mrit bandaha. A clay pot, an earthenware, is mridbhandaha. Bhanda is any container called bhandaha. Mridbhandasya, clay is said to be what now? The material cause of the clay pot. Isn't it? The earth is said to be the material cause of the earthenware. Mridbhandasya, how clay is said to be the material cause of the pot, the pot, clay pot, so also prapanchasya upadanam. So also what is the material cause, upadam of the prapancha? We saw ignorance. What is ignorance? Avidya. What is avidya? The matter, isn't it? The original, what is the original
material cause of this universe. Avidya. What is avidya? The total ignorance. Mula vidya. Mula vidya. What is total ignorance? Don't take total ignorance for granted. Total ignorance is the subtlest matter. Subtlest matter. There is no matter other than, because subtlest can matter be very, very, very subtle. Isn't it? We say, definitely subtlest matter is there. And we say, ignorance, the avidya, avidya otherwise called maya. Why avidya is called maya? Because avidya, what is avidya? The knowledge unmanifest is avidya. Knowledge, the pure knowledge, unmanifest knowledge is what? Knowledge unmanifest is avidya. When there is no manifestation of knowledge, that is what is avidya. Knowledge being unmanifest is avidya. Knowledge being manifest is vidya. What is knowledge? What is ignorance? Knowledge being unmanifest is avidya. Knowledge being manifest is vidya. And here we say, what is the upadanam of the jagat? The upadanam of the jagat is maya shaktihi. What is this maya? Original subtlest matter. Why do you call it matter? Because any material cause is looked upon as the matter. Clay is the matter, the material cause of the pot. For this whole universe, what do you say? Mula vidya is the maya, is the material cause of the universe. Similarly, prapanchasya upadanam mrit bandasya iva kathyate. Just as clay is the upadanam for the banda, pot, so also, what now he says, prapanchasya upadanam ajnanam kathyate. Ajnanam is what now? Mula vidya is said to be the upadanam of this universe. It means without the upadanam, there cannot be, what now? Without the clay, there cannot be pot. Existence of pot is what now? Actually, the existence of the clay. A clay alone is in the form of the pot. Similarly, mula vidyaha is in the form of this universe. Existence of mula vidya. You can give the cause, the absolute cause of the material cause of the universe. Ultimate material cause of the universe is what? Avidya, mula vidya. This mula vidya, otherwise called maya, otherwise called avyakriti, otherwise called avyaktam, no? Avyaktam, pradhanam, so many words are there. Pradhanam, avyaktam, avyakritihi, avidya, mula vidya, anirvachya. This mula vidya is what now? The material cause of this universe. Prapanchasya upadanam. Therefore, he says that Vedantaihi ajnanam chaiva. Okay, ajnanam. Ajnanam is what now here? Mula vidya. What is mula vidya? The total ignorance is said to be total. What is total ignorance? The knowledge being unmanifest is called ajnanam. Knowledge being unmanifest is ajnanam. That is the cause of this universe. Material cause of this universe. If you remove the clay, what will happen? Pot will disappear. Pot will become non-existent if the clay is removed. In the same way, if the study of the one through the Vedantaihi, by the study of the Upanishads, when that ignorance is, okay, avidya is resolved, you are not destroying it, okay? Ignorance is not destroyed. Ignorance is what? No. Ignorance is resolved. When this ignorance is resolved, then how can there be universe afterwards? Universe also will disappear. I'll tell you very, make it very clear. Okay, a clay is taken away, pot will lose its existence. If the ignorance, the material cause of the universe is resolved, universe also will lose its existence. To understand this, I'll give you the what now? Our own example, deep sleep state experience. In deep sleep state, knowledge is not manifest. Isn't it? What is deep sleep state? Deep sleep state means the mind being, when the mind is totally non-functional, then there is no manifestation of knowledge. Is there knowledge or not? We meet with the knowledge is not manifest. Our buddhi will think what? Oh, there is no knowledge. There is no knowledge I am. There is no knowledge the universe is. Therefore, there is no knowledge. A, there is no knowledge I am. There is no knowledge the universe is, which means manifestation of knowledge is not there. Manifestation of knowledge being not there does not mean knowledge is not there. Now, isn't it? That is what the problem is. The Shunyavadis, no such great thinkers, are not ordinary people. Shunyavadis are very great thinkers. And they really worked very hard to refute all the people correctly. But this is where they got stuck. And Shankara has to come as Prathama Malla, boxer, isn't it? Champion boxer, to knock them off. Why? Because it's very difficult. When the knowledge is not manifest, what do we think? Knowledge is non-existent. Therefore, manifest knowledge, when knowledge is manifest, there is knowledge. When the knowledge is not manifest, there is non-existence of knowledge. No, for the knowledge to become manifest, there must be already knowledge. How can there be manifestation if there is no original? How can there be reflection of a face if there is no original face, even if the mirror is brought in front of you? Mere mirror cannot be responsible for the reflection. There must be original face. In the same way, when the mind is, isn't it, there can only be manifestation of knowledge. The mind is not, the manifestation alone goes. That does not mean the original knowledge goes. The reality, the pure knowledge, the pure consciousness, eternally, all-pervadingly, indestructibly, it's always there. Independently, it is there. Non-dually, it is there. Non-dually, independently, as one, indivisible, partless, whole, consciousness is always there. Pure knowledge is always there. That knowledge itself gets the name manifest knowledge only in the presence of the manifesting medium. When the knowledge is not there, it is not manifest. What is there is what? No. That condition is called total ignorance. Listen to me carefully. What is total ignorance? The universe is if this knowledge is not there. Okay, if this knowledge is not there, what? The universe is. Universe is, this knowledge is possible only if there is knowledge I am. Oh, the knowledge I am, I did not know I was, but I knew the universe was. Did you know deep sleep state the universe was? You cannot know. It is impossible for you to know the universe is if you do not know I am, that you are. Therefore, the knowledge I am, whenever it is manifest, then the knowledge the universe is also is possible. This is called what now? Total manifestation. You know, manifestation of knowledge. And even we say, Shastram says, how does it show it? Actually, this knowledge I am, the universe is only manifestation of half knowledge for individual. Is it clear? When you know what I am, what this universe is, the knowledge becomes total. Is it clear? In total ignorance, universe is not there. Is there universe for you in deep sleep state? Ignorance is total. There's no knowledge I am. There's no knowledge the universe is. Then there is total ignorance. Then there is no universe. Similarly, when the knowledge is total, what I am, who this, what this universe is, knowledge becomes total also. The total ignorance becomes what now? Resolved. In resolving the total ignorance also, the universe will be non-existent. What does it mean? How? When the wave knows, you know, I the wave, I am water, then the wave knows the whole ocean is water. And where is the wave? What is there? Is only water. What is this ocean? Non-countable, non-substantial, you know, mithya samudraha, namarupa, isn't it? Similarly, in the wake of the knowledge of the self, what I am, what this universe is also becomes known. You need not know what this universe is. If you know what you are, what this universe is also becomes known. Then knowledge becomes what? Total. In total knowledge, total ignorance becomes what now? Half knowledge becomes total knowledge. In the wake, then when there is total knowledge, the ignorance is resolved. The ignorance is resolved, again, the universe will be as good as non-existent. Okay, now I'll tell you one more thing, which is a very sad thing to know. When you live as a jnani, when you live as a wise person, jivan mukta, then you are free. Because you will be free from doership, enjoyership, etc. When you live your life as a jnani, wise person, knowing this prapancha, I mean, perception of the universe is different, isn't it? You see the truth as the reality, you see the whole universe as namarupa, non-substantial, non-countable, mithya prapancha. You experience this word, universe. But when the paradha gets over, okay, when the mind lives its paradha, you are free. You are free as a wise person. You know, definitely there is no paradha for atma, the consciousness. When the mind, you know, leaves its paradha, and after that the mind leaves the physical body, that wise person's mind cannot continue to exist, cannot survive. No way, mind will resolve. Mind will, in total, no, manifestation of total knowledge, mind cannot continue to exist. Why? Because the desires all cannot be there. Needs will not be there. Therefore, the mind will resolve. Once the mind resolves, then all the subtle aspects also will resolve and there is no rebirth, isn't it? Again, rebirth is not possible. If the mind is not assumed, manifesting medium being not there, again, there is no Jagat. See, Jagat is only when there is experience. Experience is only when there is manifestation of knowledge. Manifestation of knowledge is only when there is manifesting medium. From total ignorance, you evolve and evolve. Evolution culminates when the knowledge becomes total, finished. There's no Jagat. Universe is only when it is experienced. experience is possible only when there is instrument of experience, which means only when there is a manifestation of knowledge. Manifestation of knowledge is possible only if there is manifesting medium, the mind. Isn't it? Mind can be only if there is ignorance. If ignorance is resolved, then how long can you experience after jnanam? That is, people don't like it. I want to experience the world. They feel very emotion. It's a very frightening thing. Because not having the world, they don't like. People don't like it. The world will be, the world will not exist. You alone will be there. You need a mind. The mind is, world is. Mind is not, world is not. Do you understand this? Therefore, tannashe, he says here. What does he say? Yatha mridbandasya mrit upadanam kathyate tatha prapanchasya upadanam ajnanam kathyate. Ignorance, the mula vidya, is said to be what? No, the material cause of this universe. Because existence of ignorance is existence of the universe. In total ignorance also, what? No, when the ignorance is totally there, which means the knowledge is totally unmanifest also, there is no prapancha. Knowledge is totally manifest also, there is no universe. Is it clear now? When the knowledge is totally, knowledge remains pure knowledge. There is a total ignorance, there is no prapancha. Do you have prapancha in deep sleep state? Why? Because there is total ignorance. And when is the experience of universe now? Only when half-baked, in half-knowledge is, then there is experience of universe. Similarly, in total knowledge also, there will not be universe. Why? Because this half ignorance must be there for the experience of the world. Is it clear? So upadanam, ignorance is the material cause of the universe. And this ignorance is resolved. If the clay is removed, part will lose its existence. This ignorance is resolved, universe also will lose its existence. People don't like this. No, we want the world to be there, and I want to experience. That's why, as a wise person, when you live, what you experience is bonus. As a wiser you are, is what your experience. Okay. Tasmin nashte vedantaihi. By study of the Upanishadic texts, vedantaihi. By shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. Okay, vedantaihi means what now? By all these Upanishads. Vedantaihi by Upanishads. But what does it mean? By shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam of subject matter of the Vedanta. When you resolve this ignorance of the self, thereby when you resolve ignorance of the truth of the universe also, tasmin nashte kva vishvata. Kva vishvata means what now? Where is the universe? where is the notion of the universe? Oh, there is universe. The notion, isn't it? The universe also is in your perception, your notion only. Is there a universe other than Brahman? There is only Brahman, Atma. Hope you got it. This you have to understand only with the help of your analysis of the deep sleep state. So what he wants to say, ignorance must be there for the world to be existent. And what is ignorance? Knowledge being unmanifest is ignorance. Is there ignorance other than knowledge? Knowledge is not ignorance, but ignorance is unmanifest knowledge. Is it clear?
One question.
Yeah.
What is the difference between ignorance destroyed and ignorance
resolved? See, destroyed means something which is to be in our, it's very gross thing, something you think, okay, I destroy it means I take a flower and really did work very hard to undo it, isn't it? I take a flower and then crush it. It's like I can't imagine even to do this, I don't want to do something. Something, you know, we destroy it means undo it, isn't it? Undoing is destruction. But are you undoing the ignorance here? It resolves by itself without any action. You don't do any karma here. No action is involved here. See, destruction, physical activity is involved to undo something. It is destruction. It is cognitively, what now? You resolve it. Cognitively undoing is what? Sort of resolving.
So that ignorance can only be resolved in knowledge.
Yeah. Ignorance resolves in knowledge, can be resolved by knowledge.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, yeah. See, and everything is Ishvara when you say, you're resolving everything in Ishvara. When you say the wave is water, it's called, not physically you're not doing anything there. It's called resolution. When you say wave is water, are you doing anything physically? Pure cognitively, intellectually, you say the wave is nothing but water. The understanding is what? No, resolving the wave in the water. It's a resolution. Isn't it? It's called resolution. So ignorance is resolved means what now? You are not really doing anything here. Ignorance, with the riff ignorance. Are you really destroying it?
The word is nasha over here.
Yeah. Nasha is always nasha, the word we have to use it. Even though literally it means destruction, we take it as resolution only. Because our other minds will think wrongly. The resolving itself is nasha. There's no nasha according to Shastram. Resolution is nasha. Dissolution is nasha. This dissolving. For when you say the physical body also, we don't say destruction. Only dissolving. It gets dissolved. No? All pancha bhutani become disintegrated and dissolves in their respective element. That is only dissolution actually. The universe also, pralaya, maha pralaya, is also what? Dissolution. Actually, the dissolution is looked upon as destruction. Said to be destruction. For our, the gross minds need the word initially destruction. And when you become subtler and finer, and then you can use resolution.
So, would it be true to say, if you say that ignorance is unmanifest knowledge, when the knowledge is manifest, the ignorance is resolved?
Resolved, yeah.
Yeah.
And resolved by the manifest knowledge, yeah. And resolved in pure knowledge. Isn't it? Where does it go? Is there any is a second thing for the other than Atma for ignorance to go somewhere? Ignorance does not have existence outside of knowledge. Therefore, it has to be resolved only in knowledge.
This is amazing. You're telling me that the universe is simply partially manifest knowledge, that there is nothing happening, nothing is happening.
Yeah.
There is just an apparent manifestation of knowledge which we call vritti.
Mm.
And that's it. There is nothing going on.
That is why I tell you, in knowledge, listen to me carefully, in knowledge, see what happens. When you, as a Jivan Mukta, when you see, okay, still being endowed with this body, mind, complex, now in total, when you know what I am, what is I is, what this universe is, and when you cognitively, you resolve this universe as mithya, okay, what is as only Brahman, when you have this vision also, no, that vision, really, then you can see the whole prapancha is manifestation of Brahman, the pure knowledge. That's also very another word. The whole universe is manifestation of knowledge. Knowledge manifest is the universe. How do you say? Different levels of manifestation. In a plant, in an animal, in a unicellular organism, in a multicellular organisms, in all of them, you see in what all forms knowledge is manifest. That knowledge which is manifest in different levels, in different beings, is actually what it is. That you can know only as the truth of the I. And only as a human being is qualified to know that. That is why niguhayam nihitam. Because there is no other way. There must be knowledge I. Only there you can understand what the truth is. That is why highest form of manifestation of knowledge, this I told you 1,000 times. Highest form of manifestation of knowledge is what? The knowledge I is the highest form of manifestation. Why? Because you are qualified to become what? There is possibility of knowing what I am, what I is. Then knowledge becomes total. Otherwise there is no way of knowledge becoming total. Manifest knowledge becoming total. Then you see the whole prapancha. Only as a wise person you can see how the whole, all that you see here is. No, every being you see, Bhagavan's Vibhuti, why do you say? Because everything has manifest knowledge. That's in keeping with the capacity of the manifesting medium, there's knowledge manifest. And lives its life without my support and help. Anybody's support. It lives its own life, means that knowledge is what? Manifest knowledge. The whole prapancha, all that you see here is manifest knowledge only. The universe is manifestation of knowledge. That appreciation you will have only when you see the whole universe is knowledge. Brahman, the consciousness. And you can see the whole universe is Brahman only when you know you are what? No, Brahman. You means what? The I actually, the substance or substantive I is just, like, isn't it Brahman? Consciousness. This organ, isn't it? We were going to see in Taittiriya anyway. Therefore he says,
but we have the two opposites then. We have the two opposites. One, you just now said, the whole universe is only a manifestation of Brahman, pure consciousness, pure knowledge. And then, of course, then we have the other thing, which is the cause is ignorance, and the whole universe.
That ignorance
only
means what?
Exists as half knowledge or half ignorance.
No. For you, the universe exists only in half knowledge.
For the
in total ignorance also. For you means what now? See, for an individual, the universe, in total ignorance also, the universe is non-existent.
In total
ignorance. In deep sleep, there is no universe for you, isn't it? So, in Mahapralayam, okay, from the standpoint of deep sleep state, you can understand what happens after death. The same thing, how you are in deep sleep state, so you will be after death, until you assume a new body and you are born again. And so will be in total dissolution, Mahapralaya also. Laya, Pralaya, Mahapralaya. Sleep, death, total dissolution. Mahapralaya also. What happens, you will continue to be there. That I, isn't it? What is it, I? The manifest knowledge. Continue to be there as resolved pure knowledge. Where? In Mahapralaya also. Then what happens to the universe, isn't it? In Mahapralayam also, universe is unmanifest because this ignorance remains total. What is total ignorance? Knowledge being not manifest is total ignorance. And in death also, there is a total ignorance. Why? Because there is no manifesting medium, so there is no manifestation of knowledge. In sleep also, the manifesting medium is non-functional. Therefore, you got to understand, there is no manifestation. When there is no manifestation, if there is no knowledge, I am, when the vritti is not there, there is no manifestation of knowledge, the universe is not there for you. That is why you don't, when it is not experienced, it is not there. Experience is what? No, manifestation of knowledge is experience. And for the knowledge to become manifest, there must be manifesting medium, the vritti. Isn't it? So from here, from the deep sleep state experience, you have to understand what is total ignorance. So in total ignorance, there is no experience of pain and pleasure. The absence of experience of pain and pleasure is called bliss. That is how we differentiate bliss from happiness. Fullness. People always get confused then.
It's like you say about, the way I see it at the moment, it's like you say about the light. The object is because the light is.
Yeah.
But we don't see the light and we don't acknowledge the light. We only acknowledge the object.
It needs manifesting medium because it is not, the human mind cannot be attracted towards unmoving, uniform thing.
Is that an example of the half knowledge? Where you don't acknowledge the light, you just acknowledge the
object. No. When I say half knowledge, Rajaji, see, knowledge is total pure knowledge. Okay? But manifest knowledge is half manifest. See, in total ignorance, means what? When there is total ignorance, the knowledge is, total knowledge is, remains as pure knowledge. Is it? When there is total pure knowledge also, then there is no manifestation of knowledge. Knowledge is not manifest, then there is no universe. Is it clear? Similarly, therefore what happens when there is manifestation of knowledge, then there is experience of the world. Universe is. When I say half knowledge means, the knowledge I am, it's knowledge, manifest knowledge. Then when there is knowledge I am, only then the universe is, this knowledge also is possible. I am must be there, only then the knowledge the universe is possible. Is it clear? So this knowledge is, we say, Shastra says, the knowledge that I know I am, I know the universe is what? Manifestation of half knowledge. Why it's not total knowledge? The knowledge is totally, but only half manifest. The rest, half has to become manifest. When does the knowledge become totally manifest? When you know I am becomes what I am, then the universe is becomes what else now? What is universe is? It's like saying the waves is, I am water. In the wake of the knowledge of the wave being water, the knowledge that the whole ocean also is water, that knowledge also becomes clear. By knowing one thing, everything else becomes known as it were. Isn't it? That is what now? The truth of the whole ocean being water becomes clear only when you know what you are. The truth of the whole universe being consciousness becomes clear when you know what you are. So when you know what I am, then you also know what now, what this universe is, this half knowledge becomes total knowledge. Okay? The total knowledge is what? Manifestation of total knowledge. Bhagavan himself, because of your punya karma, when you're born a human being with a better upadhi, you naturally, nature itself has blessed you with half knowledge. You don't need to work very hard. And this half knowledge becomes total knowledge when you know what I am, thereby what this universe is. There is manifestation of total knowledge. When you, there is manifestation of total knowledge, okay, as a wise person, okay, when you have the total knowledge, then your ignorance of what this universe is, ignorance of what I am, half ignorance, isn't it? That what I am, you do not know, that ignorance. What this universe is, that ignorance will be resolved. Okay, that ignorance itself cannot be resolved. If there is no knowledge I am, where is the question of knowing what I am? What I am can be, anything explored into, and then you can understand. There we can understand what this universe is. The knowledge becomes total. Only when you are blessed with this total knowledge, then you understand the whole universe's manifestation of pure knowledge. The external world, what you see, is also manifestation of knowledge. That you can understand only when you are blessed with the total knowledge. When the knowledge is totally manifest, you are Ishvara. When knowledge is half manifest, you are a human being. Knowledge is totally gone, you are an animal. What difference? Animal, human being, God, Lord. What is the difference? Knowledge is totally manifest, you are Ishvara. Knowledge is half manifest, you are a human being. Knowledge is totally unmanifest, an animal. In animal, there is no knowledge I am, there is no knowledge what, isn't it? This universe is also. It is something based on some instincts. Total ignorance is bliss. Total knowledge is happiness. And half knowledge, half ignorance is a mixture of pains and pleasures. It's beautiful, isn't it? Got it, Richard? Rajaji?
Yeah. Yeah,
see, there's two ways of understanding. Yeah.
In all three instances, the I is the same. In the animal, in the human being, in Ishvara, the I is the same in all three.
Yeah.
But its manifestation is different.
There's no I sense in the animal. I itself is a manifest knowledge, isn't it? That vritti is not there, that mind is not there, particular manifesting medium is not there. There is consciousness. There's no doubt. The consciousness obtaining in any upadhi is the same consciousness.
Right.
But the particular upadhi is not there. The vritti is not there. Mind is not there in animal.
But isn't the consciousness the I?
Pardon?
Isn't I the consciousness?
It's true, but the animal does not know.
No. But it's still there.
Yeah. Consciousness is. You only can say I consciousness is. Of course, consciousness is everywhere.
Yeah.
In everything. The knowledge obtaining in any animal is only consciousness only. The manifest in any form is consciousness. But there's no such manifestation. I is not there. The pure consciousness is in everything. Okay? The level of manifestation is not there.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to understand. Yeah. So with the animal, the eye is there, but the animal doesn't know it's there, so that's total ignorance.
No, eye means, you mean the consciousness. See, in animal, pure consciousness, pure knowledge is there.
Yeah.
But there's no manifestation as eye.
No. Exactly. So it's completely ignorant.
Got it, what I'm saying?
So it's completely ignorant.
You see, what happens, people always, the eye, mean people think consciousness, isn't it?
Well, that's, I think that.
That is the problem, isn't it? That is what thing.
I think that.
Yeah. That is what I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
But actually, speaking of Ojaji, the pure knowledge, the pure consciousness is all pervasive, is equally manifest.
Yes. See,
any amount of manifest knowledge in any upadhi, manifesting medium, is pure consciousness, pure knowledge only. Mm. But the level of manifestation is different. In keeping with the level of the manifesting medium, the vritti, the mind, is not there in an animal. Therefore, there is no manifest knowledge as I. I itself is manifest knowledge. There is no such a thing called manifest knowledge I in an animal. But the animal is a consciousness, is the pure knowledge is, but not the manifest knowledge I am.
So is that only particular to a human being?
Only human being.
Yeah.
Only human mind.
So Ishvara doesn't have that I either.
Ishvara. What is Ishvara again?
It's all.
No, the knowledge is manifest. Knowledge is manifest Ishvara. Knowledge remains pure, not unmanifest, okay? Knowledge remains pure, it is Brahman. The pure knowledge is Brahman, manifest knowledge is Ishvara. When you say the whole Jagat is manifestation of knowledge, then it is Ishvara. Is it clear now? Ishvara is a concept. Ishvara is only a concept, isn't it? As a human being, you try to understand. What is Ishvara? Ishvara doesn't have I. Only human being has I.
That's much clearer.
See, human mind alone can have this vritti, I, aham vritti. What is Ishvara? This human mind alone, amazing, isn't it? It has a capacity to know, understand. What do you understand? When the knowledge is always pure, it never becomes impure, isn't it? The consciousness, the absolute reality, the ultimate substance, beginningless, endless, changeless, all-pervasive, independent substance, this consciousness, when it is not manifest, isn't it? It is called pure knowledge, which is Brahman. When the knowledge is manifest, it is what? Ishvara. Manifest knowledge is Ishvara, pure knowledge is Brahman. What is Ishvara now? The whole universe is manifestation of knowledge. What is this? Brahman. The Ishvara. What is Brahman? Pure knowledge. What is Ishvara? Manifest knowledge. Knowledge is manifest. We call what now? Manifestation of power of reality. Knowledge is the power. Understand now? What is the power of reality? Knowledge is the power. Okay? Knowledge is the Shakti. Jnanameva Shakti. That Shakti, when it is unmanifest, the power is unmanifest, we call it what? Maya, ignorance, unmanifest power. The knowledge, the power of consciousness, the power of the reality is unmanifest. It's called Maya. It becomes manifest, it is the universe. Manifest knowledge is what? The universe, Ishvara. Knowledge unmanifest is what? Unmanifest. Pure knowledge is what? Brahman. Pure knowledge is Brahman. Manifest knowledge is Ishvara. Repeat it. Manifest knowledge is Ishvara. Pure knowledge is Brahman. Knowledge is manifest. You call it manifestation of the power of reality, Brahman. Use the word reality better, don't use the word consciousness, okay? The power of the reality, Brahman, manifest is what? The universe. The knowledge is this power of the reality. When it is unmanifest, it is called Maya.
I don't understand why you introduce the word power. In what way? Just explain again what it is, how it is that knowledge is power in context.
Shakti.
How? How is it seems so cool? How can it be called power?
That's why, Radhaji, we don't separate power as something individual. It exists independently. The power means what? It expressed is power. Knowledge expressed is the power. Suppose, I give you a simple example. When you are in deep sleep state, okay, all your powers, you have powers. Are they separable from you? All your five sense powers, all powers of organs of action, all the 10 powers are resolved. When you are resolved, you are not transactable individual. Are there or not? They are there. Are they separable from you? No.
Swamiji, this talk today, I don't know, it's just...
Thank God I recorded.
You have to listen to this one over and over again because I mean, what is
just too much to take in at once.
Okay, let's stop it.
Well, it's not because of stopping it, but
so Brahman is the unmanifest power. The power is there, as it were, within Brahman.
Maya is the unmanifest power.
Yeah, but then the power is the whole, and then manifest is Ishvara.
Yeah,
Brahman with Maya.
You see, no, I tell you what is this, Rajaji, simple thing. There's only one substance, non-dual substance, okay? And we use the word consciousness. That substance, we say what? No, reality. Reality of the universe, the truth of the universe. As the truth of the universe, when you say, the truth of the universe, reality of the universe, is implied by the term Brahman. Brahman is only a term implying the reality. It implies the reality, doesn't indicate, implies the reality. And that reality, what is the reality? The reality is incomprehensible, non-transactable. Then the power of the reality is not manifest. What is that power of the reality? Use the only reality. Don't use the word consciousness now. What is that power of that reality? The non-transactable reality is as good as non-existent. The reality really is existent for us only when it is transactable. The transactability of reality is possible only when it's the power of the reality is manifest. What is the power of the reality? Knowledge is the power. Jnana Shakti, tapas, Mundaka says. What is the power of the reality? Use the word reality, okay? The knowledge. Not only the power of the reality is knowledge. This knowledge is the reality. Power of the reality is the knowledge, reality. Power and reality are not two different things. Like burning power and fire are not two different things. Illumining power and sun are not two different things. Knowing power, the power of knowledge and knowledge, reality are not two different things. Swarupata, only with reference in terms of its swarupam, reality has to be understood. I've been telling you, because subtlest, it is not a gross thing. The reality has to be understood in terms of its swarupam. Therefore, we kindergarten lesson, we talk, Brahman is there, has power, called Maya, it is unmanifest. It's all beginning, earlier lessons. And you start like this, like because gross mind has to become subtle mind. Now, suddenly we say, come on. Okay, there is reality. There is reality. And the reality is, you can't use one word. Even consciousness you cannot use. Just say there is reality. Why do we say because everything is, there must be some basis for all of them. There is reality. It's assumption, okay? Of course, it's truth also, it's fact also. But what is that reality, do not know. You can't use any word. Even you can't use the word consciousness, you can't use the word knowledge. This reality is, and the reality, well, there's some shakti, some power of that reality. Okay, that power is not manifest, then the reality is not transactable. That power is manifest, reality is transactable. And what is that power? Yeah, that power is knowledge. The power of knowing. The knowledge is the power of the reality. That means, understand that which you know as the power of the reality is the very reality. Power of that which you understand as the power of the reality is the very reality. That is how the reality is. What is the power of reality? Knowledge. What is the reality then? The very knowledge is the reality.
And all transactions are power. Every transaction.
Manifest. All transactions are manifest knowledge. Transactions are manifest knowledge. Knowledge manifest is the power, manifestation of power. Okay? Knowledge is, when there is no manifestation of knowledge, there is pure knowledge.
There can't be a doer and an enjoyer in that.
No.
Can't be.
No.
This is another ridiculous. This is another ridiculous. I mean, if you said it, pure knowledge is pure knowledge is total ignorance. In that sense,
no.
Totally unmanifest.
Pure knowledge is. We don't call it pure. We just pure knowledge. That's all. Don't talk about ignorance there. You don't know when you are, when there is no pure knowledge, there is no knowledge of ignorance. Your ignorance is not there. You talk about ignorance when it is unless it is not experienced.
That's right.
No, only in manifestation you can talk about the ignorance, isn't it? When there is knowledge as pure knowledge, you cannot, you are experiencing, but you can't talk about the ignorance. When only in half knowledge you can talk about the ignorance.
But we can talk about total ignorance in pralaya.
See, that is what I'm saying. Total ignorance is said to be what now? Unmanifest knowledge.
Pure knowledge.
Is it pure knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Only from the perspective.
Yeah. But you can never talk. You can never talk about ignorance. See, then when you talk about, when there's pure knowledge, means there's the pure knowledge.
There's no trace of ignorance in that.
You can't talk about ignorance because it's not manifest.
Oh, this is just so gorgeous. This is just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
You know, she needs a subtle instrument to understand. That's why you had to talk repeatedly, so many verses you had to go through to arrive at it. So what he says, you know, Mrit Bandasya Upadanam Mrit. If you remove the Mrit, then definitely Bandam will lose its existence. So also the Jagataha Upadanam Avidya, Mula Vidya, when you say, no, what is Mula Vidya? When the ignorance is resolved, the universe also will resolve. Which means when you're in waking, when you're living your life as a Jivan Mukta, cognitively resolve the universe. And as a Videha Mukta, you absolutely resolve the universe. There must be mind for the universe to be experienced. See, as a Jivan Mukta, you resolve the universe cognitively. As a Videha Mukta, you absolutely resolve the universe. universe.
Literal translation of Vidya?
After the
death.
After a Parabdha is over, when this Sukshma leaves the physical body, the instrument of knowledge. See, the knowledge, where does the knowledge remain?
So the Jiva Mukta hasn't.
Where is knowledge retained? Mind only. That as long as mind is there, isn't it? Mind west, mind once the mind leaves physical body, non-functional mind, there cannot be ignorance, nor can there be knowledge, isn't it? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.